Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. I'm speaking with Julia Angelin Joy, a public relations and marketing consultant, about some of the biggest mistakes businesses make on social media and how they can be avoided. Thanks for joining us, Julia.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
What would you say is the biggest mistake small businesses are making on social media today?
Well, that's a great question. And there's a couple of mistakes that I would like to point out. The first one is a lack of investment in social media expertise. Mm-hmm. So what I see happen often, and this is understandable for the small business, is that the owner or the managing partners or the small executive team really don't have the time and the resources and the know-how to execute a strong social media campaign to integrate that into their marketing and public relations. And so what often happens is it's assigned to the intern or to somebody's nephew or niece or a more entry-level staff member because of their age. Generationally, the assumption is they understand social media. And they do. Kids now have an absolute understanding, and we can see that when they're carrying their phones around with them 24/7. But what is missing in that experience is the business expertise, mm-hmm. the professionalism, the business acumen, and also the tone and style of the business, which is really important to be able to communicate via social media. Mm-hmm. So on my wish list for small business owners would be that they invest in a professional social media presence. And so that can be through hiring employees, through experienced consultants, or even investing and learning the skills and understanding it for themselves, which is difficult, but in the long run, to avoid issues and to really create a robust presence, that investment will be worth it.
Mm. Okay. So can you share a few cases of brands that made high profile social media blunders and how they weathered the fallout from those mistakes?
Well, there have been so many.
Right.
So it's hard to just pick one. Mm-hmm. You know, I have seen blogs that have misnoted celebrities mm-hmm. in making comments. And so they have, for example, pointed out one African-American movie star mm-hmm. when it was actually somebody else, which is sort of a slightly offensive comment. Anybody can make a mistake. I think that I see my neighbor in the grocery store and call her the wrong name. However, on social media, you really want to be on point, and it's really your best professional image. And then the problem is that they go viral and the organization ends up getting flack for something that, without social media would not have been such a blunder. Mm-hmm. And we have seen many organizations do that. Mm-hmm. And then looking back at an example that was in 2016, Coca-Cola was trying to do some international global branding via social media. And so they had artistic Coke labels for other countries, but they got the countries wrong.
Oh, no.
And so, the United States has had 50 states for a long time, but other countries are still changing and shifting. So it's offensive to those people to not have an understanding of what's actually happening in that area. So any organization that is trying to attempt to make that communication should probably take the time, and we expect a company like Coca-Cola to have the resources to understand the region in which they're going to try to communicate about or with on social media.
Right. So just take that time to actually research it and get it right before you just, it's so easy to post things, but you have to take the time ahead of time.
It is so easy. Yeah. And there's been another organization a while back, and this was, again, a very large, well-funded corporation, had younger entry-level staff members managing their social media. And one of the employees mistook a photograph of the shuttle explosion for fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I imagine this was somebody who wasn't even born when the shuttle exploded in the early 80s. And so not understanding the context of the photo just taking it at face value and posting it on social media as part of their 4th of July campaigning is understandable because that individual didn't have the life experience to really look at it differently and maybe also wasn't spending the time to do the research.
Right.
And yes, the employee is going to take the fall for that, but also it's the entire organization is set up to do it fast and furious rather than having higher level engagement and understanding of what's happening with social media.
Okay. So what can smaller companies learn from these well-known, you know, missteps? What can they do to avoid these mistakes?
Well, I'll go back to my original advice. Make the investment in social media. It will pay off. It's hard to see that at the beginning. And so that's going to be a time investment. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be a financial investment, whether you hire a firm or you staff up to make sure that you understand those tools deeply, not just from a consumer usage standpoint,
right,
but best practices, and that you maintain that. So there's often an emphasis early on, but then it goes into automatic pilot and it's being delegated and it's not really part of the internal communications culture of the organization. And then I would say also, be true to your brand. And if your brand is sassy, or if your brand is snarky, or if your brand is, you know, alternative in some way, the goal isn't to dumb that down, to dilute that, but be really clear that the more extreme you get into that brand, the higher likelihood that somebody is going to be offended or you're going to misuse something in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So there's this fine line between creativity and trying to force creativity and then being on the safer side. And that's a really hard line to walk. And so when in doubt, maybe take a step back and question it. And don't put yourself in a position where you're in such a social media frenzy that you are posting or tagging or sharing without having some conversations about it, some strategic planning around it.
Right, right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the topic, and I love to encourage small business owners to engage via social media. And with just a little bit of time and resource management, it can be a great addition to any business communications plan.
All right. Great. Well, that's all the time we have. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.